what we're doing, amen. We're trying to have a closer walk with thee. Amen. Amen. We're going to submit, to resist, to draw, to humble, to be exalted. James chapter 4, 7. Thank you. Yes, sir. All right. And you got your new sheet, but it's all come because of 2 Corinthians 13:5. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 13:5. All right. And then we're going to look at that. I hope you mark that in your Bible. Okay? Mark that in your Bible there. All right. Bible talks about, everybody there? 2 Corinthians 13:5. See, everybody look there. Hey, about write Mark 4:22, because be sure your sins will find you out. I've been doing a study on that. That word hidden, H-I-D-D-E-N. I worked on that pretty good on yesterday. Yes, sir. Things that are hidden, things that are secret. 4:22. Ain't nothing is hid from God. What's done in the dark gonna come to light. That's the reason why we have to examine, get rid of it. Amen. Yourselves, see whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not that your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. So we hope that you have done that accordingly. Okay, now, did everybody finish Exodus? Be sure your sins will find you out. All right? I'm going to give you about a copy of Leviticus. All right, that's Leviticus right there. Son John, I don't need a copy. I got one. Thank you. All right. We continue to build. Amen. Amen. Still the first five books, the Pentateuch. Moses the writer. He wrote the first five books, right? Out of 39, that we're going through, amen? 5, 12, 5, right, 17, amen? Y'all got that? Now wait till you get there. Some more? All right. How many more you need? Raise your hand. One? Thank you, the one I had back. Okay. Who need one? My wife? Two? All right. You got one? Okay. Let me tell you something. When I say this, I don't want to be ugly. Please don't make me be ugly. Amen? And y'all correct me wrong, amen? If y'all all against your brother, go to him, amen? I'm going to say it public. You can come to me public, okay? Amen? Well, I'm going to say it. Bible said we must desire the sincere milk of the word, amen? You must hunger and thirst after the righteousness, amen? You got to seek ye first the kingdom of God, amen? You got to hunger and thirst after the righteousness, amen? The Bible talks about 1 Corinthians 11, when the whole church come together in one place, we come together for one reason, amen. Philippians 2:12, to work out our salvation with what? Fear and trembling, amen, amen. See, this book is for you who are here. Amen. Amen. If you don't come, if you're not present, I mean, you shouldn't be partaking. Amen. Amen. Because this is examination time, am I right? See, your desire should be to want to be here. Amen. See, we edify one another. We build one another up, amen, when we go through this process, amen. See, and you got to be here, amen, to make it work, amen. See, you can't learn this on-the-job training. You got to be here, amen, in order to make it work. See, because we use this book going back and forth, amen. I know you want your loved ones to have one. You want them to have it. But see, number one, your first thing should be to try to get them to get here. See, to be a part of the body, to be a part of the family, amen. So we can, 1 Corinthians 12:12, aid one another, amen. So I don't want to be ugly, but see, I want you to see where we're coming from, amen. See, if you don't see, it's like that singing Friday night. See, the singing was good, amen. But what it did for me, it reinforced Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15. See, I already knew what the Bible said about singing, amen. But to see that many Christians can come together and unify, but guess what, Brother Frazier? They did it right, amen. They did it right. It was done in spirit and in truth. So it was beneficial. Now I can give you a tape, amen, and you can listen to the tape, but see, that tape is going to be a tape. You're not going in. You are now when the guy down there 2 seats from us and a song was being sung, it was so beautiful, he just bust out, started crying. I mean, he went down, man, because it just meant so much to him. I mean, some of those songs brought tears to my eyes. Tell you what, the song you said you liked so much? Make Me a Servant. See, but see, you can listen to the tape, but see, it's not gonna be the same because you're not gonna have the environment. You're not gonna have the thing that we need to. So the point that I'm saying, see, I don't leave home without my book. My book goes with my Bible. See, I take my Bible, I take my book. See, so when you take your pocketbook, you take your billfold, you take your cell phone, whatever you may be. See, because see, I never know that when I got some downtime, that I can sit back and pull my book out, or pull my Bible out, or pull my cell phone out, or pull my iPad out, or pull your tablet out, whatever you choose to use, amen, whereby you can take that book. So that book ain't no good when that book is at home or somewhere else. See, that book ain't no good to you if you're not here. See, you got to be here to benefit from what we give you, amen. Because the whole thing that we're trying to say, we're just trying to submit, amen. We're just trying to seek, amen. We're just trying to draw, to resist, amen. So we can obey so he can abound, amen. See, that's what we're trying to obey so we can abound. See, you're not abasing when you're not submissive to his will. Amen. In James 4:17, to him who know to do good and do it not, to him is a sin. And brother, it's good to be here this morning, amen. And I just can't reemphasize the importance of it. So I want us to see, same thing in the men's business meeting yesterday. See, you got to see and understand what the Word of God is talking about before you can appreciate it. Okay, let's look at Leviticus right quick. I said the first five books, right? First five books, why? Because it's the Pentateuch, right? It's reading why it's the Pentateuch, because Moses wrote the first five, right? You got 5:12, right? 5:17. Y'all got that? 5:12, 5:17. Y'all should be able to go in your book and go to that chart and see what that 5:12, 5:17 is all about, because it's there, okay? The meaning is that which pertains to the Levites, because of who Jesus, through the seed, the Leviticus priesthood, Jesus was born through. The Hebrew title means, and he's called. And he is called. See, and he is called. Think about this here. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. Am I right? How he are called. Wait a minute. How he called? By the gospel. Amen. He called by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Luke 19:10, to seek and save that which was what? Lost. Go ahead, bro. Yes. What is it? That's right, tribe of Judah. But they were all a part of the promise of Abraham of Genesis 12:1, that in that seed that makes him a high priest. A high priest according to the tribe of the Leviticus. Make him a high priest according to. But it goes all the way back to. Yes. Okay? And that's the point. Yeah, he's born of the tribe of Judah, the fourth tribe, but he became a high priest in order that we'll see in Hebrew to offer up atonement for sins. Okay? Observations about the book of Leviticus. It's God's guidebook for his newly redeemed people. You remember they had been set free. Exodus 1, that rose the king, did not know Job. They had been in Egyptian bondage, had been made free, and showed the Israelites how to worship God, how to serve God, and how to obey God. Leviticus not deal with the Levites as a whole, but more with segments of the Levites. That's what we're talking about, brother. The priestly hood or the high priest whereby Jesus became in all. And we'll see that when we get there, to be able to atone for sins. See, Jesus at the end once as the high priest, but had to go all the way back to that tribe, but even before then. Because, see, he was a high priest according to Melchizedek. See, even under the book of Genesis, see, and we'll see that when we get there. See, you got to understand that in relation to what that word atonement means. You know, people say, well, I've been atoned. Well, you can't been atoned because Jesus went in once and for all. And see, once Jesus entered in and that blood that he died on the cross was offered, same way they did, once a year, amen. See, we don't have to atone no more. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The price was paid by Jesus and had to go all the way back to what he's talking about here. Am I right? See, in order to atone for sins, in order for him to be that great high priest. And guess what, y'all? It makes us all priests. Amen. See, it makes us all priests because we are heirs of God and we're joint heirs of what? Jesus Christ. Y'all see what we're talking about? And then it talks about, but just read the rest of it. And Leviticus 17:11, the way to God was through a blood sacrifice, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Acts 20:28, that same blood, it purchased the church. Blood had to be shed in order for us to be atoned. See, in order for our sins to be forgiven. And guess what, y'all? Those are identifying marks to know that his blood wasn't shed for other ways other than his way. Y'all got that? Y'all hear what I just said? See, the blood wasn't shed for something that belonged to somebody else. See, it was shed and atoned for the church that he built. Everyone, all honor and glory should be given to him. See, on Wednesday night we talked about, well, since he has been glorified, amen. Since he has been glorified. See, Jesus had to be glorified in order for his will to be done. And fulfillment of prophecy and fulfillment of the book. That's really why I keep telling you, you got to put it to memory. You guys just got to sit down and you got to say 5, 12, 5, 17. And not only know what those first five books mean, but you got to know Genesis mean what? Beginning. Exodus mean what? Departure. Leviticus mean what? See, and he called. And he called. See, what he's calling Jesus out to do is to atone for our sins. And in the book of Leviticus, that's what he do. You see, he showed them how to atone. See, how to worship. How to serve. How to obey. Amen. Same way we are called today by the gospel. Amen. So I hope you got that in your book. And we're going to move on. Okay? All right. Go ahead, bro. Okay. All right. All right. All right, everybody got the accountability sheet, right? Y'all using them? Now, on your accountability sheet, write down who need to be prayed for. I'm going to redo it first of the week, and next Sunday you'll get one, those who need to be prayed for. And see, a lot of time I make notes on mine. See, when you use it every day, you're looking down, and you see Kenneth Frazier's name, you see Brother Goodwin's name, you're seeing Kathy Casaberry Ford's name. See, you see it, right? It's written on your sheet, right? And you remember to call them out by what? Prayer. Amen. I have specific needs somebody need to be prayed for. Amen. See, you put that on your sheet because you do it on a daily basis. Because this is done every day. Sometimes I do mine 2 or 3 times a day. It depends on who I've been around. It depends on what have happened. Amen. Sometimes people make you do it every hour. Amen. But that's all right. Amen. I'd rather be safe than what? And then 1 John 1:9 says, if I confess my sin, he is faithful and just, and the blood of Jesus Christ will do what? And that blood don't never give out. See, he don't say call back. We got to restock or we out. That blood is always there. Amen. And that's the blessing that we have by being in Christ Jesus. Okay, let's go to James right quick. And we got to move on. Y'all with me? Amen. Amen. James chapter 12. James chapter 1. No 12 in James. James chapter 1. Begin in verse 13. All right. You ready? I'm going to write this word down. See, now when he says in verse 13, blessed is the man. See, no longer is the past tense, now it's the present tense. Why? Because, see, no longer are you what? Double-minded. No longer are you wavering. See, you know that if you ask of God, it's going to be given to you, right? You know that the trial of your faith worketh what? Patience. You know, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. So what he's saying now, verse 13, because you have done all the above. See, Christianity, this is what I'm going to say to you, brethren, can't be served on a 30, 50% basis. So you can't serve God the way you want to. Because it talks about here in this verse here, in verse 8, see, unstable in all his ways. So you can't cut it on, you can't cut it off. This is a 24/7, 365 days a year thing, amen. See, you don't just wait till Sunday to get spiritual, amen. You're spiritual 65 days a year. So now in verse 13, he used that phrase, blessed is the man that endureth. See, that's the thing, you are enduring temptation. See, he didn't use it in the past tense, see, before you made all the corrections that we just talked about. See, you don't understand how to endure temptation, right? But now you know, because you know that you can't be unstable, you can't be number-minded, you can't be wavering. Why? Because you have done all the above. Look at what he said here. I want you to see it one more time. And you need to underline these things. Because see, it's not hard to be double-minded, amen. See, it's not hard to be unstable. I mean, you can be a preacher, you can be an elder, you can be a deacon, you can be a faithful Christian, but still, because that devil's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, he can cause us to what? Lose focus. Amen. See, if we were perfect, if there would have been no sin, Jesus never died on the cross. Jesus died for an imperfect race, not a perfect race. Amen. See, so it's a work in progress. So, but you got to understand that what he's saying here, that now, because you understand all these 12 verses, he said now you can endure, or you should be able to endure. If you do all the above. Now, you can't do half and leave the other half out. Y'all with me? See, you got to do everything that he's saying here. You can't be double-minded. See, you can't be wavering. See, you can't be tossed around. See, off the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. See, you got to understand that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask for God, he give it to all. See, you got to do all the above. See, examination time would be, see, before you go to verse 13, to go back and ask yourself the question, well, am I in compliance of 12 through 1? Because see, if you're not compliance to 12 through 1, you need to stop. Because you're not going to be able to endure temptation. It's just not going to happen. Same thing, you hear me say, if you don't submit, if you don't resist, if you don't draw, you ain't going to be humble. If you're not humble, he's not going to exalt you. If you're not humble, he's not going to exalt you. You can't be heirs of God and you can't be drawn out of Jesus Christ. You can't say, well, I can endure temptation. I'm telling you, brother, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. See, that's the reason why I say, when we come here, brethren, it's a work in progress. See, that's the reason why. See, we examine. See, you understand what we're saying. So no longer in the past tense, but the present tense. Why? Because we have done all the above. Amen. See, before we started, we may not have done none of them. We may have done two of them. We may not have done three of them. But now, because the word of God, I understand the word of God. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now you have complied, right? See, now you know, right? See, now you know. See, now you can say, see, I'm happy, I'm blessed. It kills me when people say, be blessed, be blessed. See, too stressed to be blessed. When people use phrase, they don't know what they're talking about. And reason why I say that, because see, the only way you're going to be blessed, number one, you got to be in Christ Jesus. Amen. The only way you're going to be blessed is that you got to do his will. You can't be foolish. You got to be wise. See, you can't be blessed. See, now you know what blessed means. That's the reason why he said, thank God I'm here this morning. Amen. Thank God I'm saved. David, you ever say that sometimes? Thank God I'm saved and know you saved. Thank God I'm born again. See, that word born again means because God loved me, he gave us Jesus. Well, we talked about Leviticus, amen. He was called, right? He was called through the love of God that we might be what? Blessed. Who would call? Jesus to be what? That great high priest, amen. Do you understand that? That's the reason why he's the head of the church. It just didn't happen overnight. You can go Google the denomination of the church, the Baptist church. Well, when they get their call, 1800. When they get their call, 1700. When they get their call, see, that's the wrong call. Jesus was called, amen. We know that, amen. That's the reason why that word Levitical priesthood, for he to be that high priest, to enter in and atone for our sins, amen. Amen. So that's what that word means. Here's the word I want you to see. This is where I want you to write down. Blessed. See, it's P-E-I-R-A-Z-O-P-E-I-R-A-Z-O-M-E-M-O-S, which is present passive. See, and that's what that word means, that relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So he says, no man say, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, and the word tried means that when he is tested. Same way in Matthew 4, when we are tested, amen. See, the devil test us, amen. Don't mean that you got to fall, amen. But he do test us, amen. See, a lot of folk didn't pass the test this morning. And that's all I'm going to say. But you know a tree by what? You know a tree by its fruit. See, we are tried. The devil come through many forms and passions. See, but it's based on what your knowledge is, amen, whether you're going to be able to endure temptations. Amen. See, you can't endure temptation when you don't know what choices to make. See, when you're double-minded, because you're double-minded, you got right and wrong. But see, when you don't have nothing to discern with, wrong always going to win. Because wrong always the easy way. Wrong is always the way that looks good. Wrong is always the way that everybody else is doing it. Amen. See, wrong don't never be right. See, wrong, right don't never be the easy way. Amen. But and the devil know that, right? So he said, for when he is tried, when you are tested. See, that's the reason why this sheet is so important. See, in that sheet, you need to make notes where I was tried today. My boss man tried me today. See, he tried to. Just write it out. You're out of room, you got a whole back sheet. Sometimes the front might not be good enough. You go to the back, amen. Am I right? See, I was tried by one of my kids. See, he did something, but he didn't think I was going to whoop him. And the Bible says, you spoil the child when you spell it wrong. I tore him up. Amen. Am I right? See, you're laughing. See, you laugh about what I say. You laugh about what I say. But see, the devil know that. And see, whenever you allow things to happen, what you sow, you're going to reap. Because that same child can be something antagonistic towards you down the line. If you don't straighten it out. I'm serious. You say, well, why are you bringing that up? Because, see, you got to be honest with yourself. That's what examination is all about. Amen. See, this sheet not just to check. This sheet is to help you endure temptation. Because we're going to be tried. We're going to be tested. See, if you live and you breathe and you call yourself a Christian, amen. See, it's just the world we live in. Why? Because everybody around us is a devil. Amen. Y'all remember I said that? Don't never say, well, I don't know why they act that way. Yes, you do. If they're not in Christ Jesus, they're the devil. Amen. Whether you're in the church or out of the church. Amen. And that's the way you got to see it. Don't sit there and say, well, he's trying. No, he's not. Because if he wants to do it, he can do it. Amen. We do everything else we want to do. Amen. What's more difficult about the word? Amen. He'd ride with me over to the singing. He said, man, I started to call you, man. He said, that old devil was telling me I was hurting so bad I didn't want to go. He said, but guess what? I'm going to hurt at home too. So I went on. Amen. Now, he wasn't talking about we were hurting on the way home. That singing made him feel good. Is that right? But you felt better? All right, all right. And that's the point that we're saying. Go ahead, brother. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. That's it. Well, see. That's right. That's it. That's it. Well, see. Well, see. Number one, go back to the word, Paul. If I got all against you or anybody, amen. Number one, I'm not going to think of you that way. Because if I think of you other way, contrary to what the word say, that's judgmental. Amen. Am I right? So my mindset not going to go. Now, if you see me wrong, amen. See, would you rather for me to tell you the truth, or would you rather for me to pacify your thinking? You understand what I'm saying? Any of us. See, what's wrong, husbands should be truthful with their wife. Wives should be truthful with their husband. In spite of, because see, truth will make us free. Amen. Am I right? So the word of God, see, that's the validating point. See, when people talk about you, you're doing something right. Because, see, you're not doing what they do. See, y'all understand what I'm saying? See, when you fail to do as they do. See, the devil has done a good job of pacifying the minds of everybody to believe it makes no difference what you do. Everything going to be all right. See, he says, well, it makes no difference what your lifestyle may be. It's your choice to be homosexual. That's not a choice. When the Bible says it's an abomination. Amen. See, when God directed and he said it's an abomination, see, I can't say it's right. Amen. But see, the devil said, no, God didn't mean that. What did he tell Eve? Surely God won't. See, that's where the devil operates. But here we go again. Because an individual is double-minded, he's wavering, he don't endure, all the above, what we're talking about. See, number one, when tests come, when trials come, he's not going to be able to endure it because it's nothing. It's nothing there. Something got to be there in order for it to operate. That's what that word endure means. That word endure, 1 Corinthians 15, 58, means steadfast. You're going to go on. You're going to keep on fighting other people's day. Amen. Sometime during the week, I be around the world. The world makes me sick. The world gets on my nerve. I'm involved with a man. But anyway, so I'm going to say. But thank God for the word. Amen. That you go ahead and do it because it's going to come. Go ahead, brother. Yes, sir. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 9:25. Let's go there, y'all, right quick. Hurry. 1 Corinthians 9:25. I was going to get off 13 today. 9:25. Yeah. There you go. Right. That's right. That's it. That's it. That's study. That's it. But we're going to see that in a minute. Well, in a minute. It's right. Yeah. But hold on a minute. By that word corruptible, right flesh, while we're there, and right incorruptible spirit. See, what we got can't be destroyed. Amen. See, corruptible, see, what you sow is what you reap. You sow toward the flesh, it's going to reach what? Damnation. That's corruptibility. Amen. Ain't that something? See, what the world do, it's going to be destroyed anyway. Amen. What you say? Mark 4:22. What done the dog going to do what? God would not be mocked. Amen. Ain't that right? Why? Because it's corruptible. See, that's the reason why it don't pay. Why would you want corruptibility versus incorruptibility? Why would you want your mindset to be that way? Amen. See, it's a blessing to have nice things. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. I say it all the time. See, one morning I was going somewhere, going to the hospital, I think, to visit somebody at 4:30 in the morning. And I didn't realize how many people catch the bus that early in the morning. 4:30 in the morning. I think you got to get up at 3 o'clock, go out in the cold, catch a bus, wait on the bus line. See, man, and then here you in a nice car. Amen. That's to be thankful for, amen. Am I right? See, people are homeless, amen. Am I right? People slept out doors last night, didn't they not? But see, we were blessed to have a home, amen. But see, that those are fleshly things, but see, it's just the aid while we're here, amen. We don't let it control us, amen. You don't let nothing control you, amen, to cause you to be double-minded, amen. Because see, when you do that, you're going to lose everything. Am I right? He said what? Mindset, right? But you got to think this way, amen. See, it's your mindset, it's your temperament. See, you got to think that way, what we think, amen. See, that's what it is. Until you change that mindset, like Sean said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't conform, but be transformed. That's what this sheet is for. And hopefully, it's going to transfer you. Amen. See, we don't went to 3 books. Hey, beginning, departure, he was called. Sooner or later, the bell's going to go off. You stick around here long enough, 5:12, 5:17, it's going to go off. See, you're going to understand what we're talking about, why that word means, and he is called. Well, what is he called to do? Seek and save that which was lost. How he going to do it? He going to be that high priest. And he is the high priest. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But before he could do that, no more, he had to get out of what? Bondage. That's Exodus, right? All right? See, based on what was preordained for the world to begin, which is the beginning, am I right? Am I right? Now, Deuteronomy is going to be enough of meaning. See, Deuteronomy means repeating of the law. See, he had to repeat them, to remind them what I said, so they can keep and obey my word. Go ahead, my brother. Well, come on, we know he is. That's it. That's right. That's right. Yeah, go ahead, bro. Flaming what? Oh. That's it. That's right. That right? Well, well, let me ask you a question then, not just on the congregation, but anybody. How can you, as a congregation or individual, do right with number one when you don't submit to the will of God? See, first of all, it takes individuals to submit, 1 Corinthians 12:12, the body is one with many members, that we all speak the same thing, am I right? To be a congregation that gonna do what's right. Am I right? See, in my shirt sheet, I'm gonna look at that. That word temperance. So I'm gonna look at that. And I wrote 1 Corinthians 9:22. And the reason why I wanna look at it is because, see, it's strong connotation. And I'm gonna tell you why. I heard Nick Saban say, and everybody just so excited about them winning all these championships. And he say, now, some of these boys who were recruited was not disciplined. Or they weren't temperate. See, they didn't do what they supposed to have done. They didn't buy into the system. So now they don't have two rings or three rings. But the ones who went out there and ran and worked out and did all the exercise and trained and did everything that they needed to do, he said, now look at the reward. That's the same thing, Revelation 2:10, beat our faith unto death, and he would give it unto us a crown of life. You ain't going to get to heaven if you don't do what it takes to get there. So why would you want somebody to come in here, like he said, and you know that I got a girlfriend, but because you like me, or I speak well, or because I've been here so long, y'all going to say, well, he's human just like everybody else, just leave him alone, he'll straighten it out. Y'all understand what I'm saying? We don't want to rock the boat. Everything just going good over here. Amen. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to know that any sin I'm doing and you doing it and we know it wrong and we don't do anything to straighten you out? Amen. If I get sick, I tell you I feel good. I said I'm getting dizzy. What first thing you gonna say, John? You gonna say, well, brother, we need to take you over to the emergency room because you what? You getting sick? Am I right? Am I right? And you see that, right? Am I right? When your husband and your wife start getting sick, you say, baby, come on, let's go. Say, we ain't going to, when my wife got sick, I said, no. Don't worry about it. We going. I mean, we left that 7:30 that night going to the emergency room. Because she was sick. That night she was. Why? Because she's sick. Well, you're just about a sick and senior. Why are we going to overlook it? Why are we going to say, well, they're going to get better? It ain't going to happen. I know it ain't going to happen. And that's the same thing with a congregation. First of all, a congregation, it got to be led right. See, same thing. A home got to be led by the man, the head of the household. If it's led in another way, it ain't going to work. The wife got to what, be submissive. If you don't do it, it ain't going to work. Amen. Now, you may have a piece of paper you got from Jefferson County. That's all you got. You can't get around God's word. I can't get around God's word. So when I stand up here and teach, do you want me to tell you what you want to hear? Or do you want me to tell you the truth? Sometimes people say, well, I got a call all day from one of my ex-members. They say, you still preaching hard? I said, yeah. I said, I thought you'd be got tired by now. What am I going to get tired for? I tell John all the time. I've been here a while. And any Sunday, I don't want to study no more. I don't want to preach no more. I'm going to let y'all know. But I enjoy it. I have a good time. Some of y'all might not like it, but that's all right. Because I'm going to give an account for what I do. Amen. So the point that I'm saying, I wrote down that word temperance. And see, I want to look at that word. I know what it means a little bit, but I want to look at it deep. Amen. And then I want to apply that word to my life. Amen. Because see, I want to be temperate with all of the above. Amen. All right, y'all with me? Now, let me give you one more. I want to get over 13. Why y'all let me don't get no more than 13, y'all? Frazier, y'all don't let me move like I need to move. Man, we'll be in James 2014. Ain't it good, y'all? Go ahead, my brother. Lord, have mercy. Man, we got to start taping that class, man. Amen. Okay, let me give you some words right quick, and I want you to write them down. And that Takaba, y'all been using that? That's a good website, man. I've been using that quite a bit. Here we go. The word blessed, I want you to write that word down. That's the word blessed. Endure. Here we go. It's H-U-P-O-M-E-N-E-I. I give it to you one more time. H-U-P-O-M-E-N-E-I. Okay? And then one more word that I want to give you. That's endure, right? I gave you that word, didn't I? That's it. Okay, look at that. But go back to verse 13, and next week we'll pick back on it. Whew. Boy, I tell you what. I can't wait till next Sunday night. Y'all having a good time? Oh, man. Ain't it good? Oh, I got 2 minutes, but I'm going to read the whole verse to make me feel good, okay? But I'm coming back because we got some word that I want you to see, okay? I'm not going to stop right there. Paul, look, I still got my sheet. All right, go Jane right quick. Jane 1:13. We got 1 minute. I just want to read it, okay? Jane 1. All right, blessed. All right, I'm not going to wear blessed. That endure temptation. For when he is tried, under another trial, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord had promised to them that love him. And that word love means been born again, right? And when you're born again, you love God, right? When you love God, you do what? See, it's the only way you're going to keep your commandment, you're going to be able to endure. See, you're going to be able to be temperate, right? You're going to be able to, see, endure temptation when you are what? Try. Y'all see it? See, you gonna receive promises, right? Because you've been born again. Amen. Why? Because you do what? Love God. Am I right? Am I right? Why? Because, see, tests gonna come, right? But we're gonna endure, right? Because we're gonna be blessed when we endure what? Am I right? See, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but still you got the blood there, right? But when you lose it, you're going to write it down, right? And you got to write these words down. Who made me do it? See, on the back of your sheet. See, whatever sin you did, I lied. Who made me lie? Why did I lie? I got angry. Who made me get angry? Why did I lie? Where was I at? See, you begin to get rid of those things in your life. Amen. Those are important questions of examination, right? Don't just sit there, I did it, and don't do nothing about it. Am I right? Because you got to mortify that, right? See? And you don't want to keep going in the same situation. See, what does a profit a man to gain the whole world? What? See, environment plays a very important part. They're on the Bible says, come ye out from a what? Among them. See, sometimes you got to put your own children out. If that dog going to cause you a problem, you got to go. So the girl, you just say all the time, she had a dog in the, her name Rango. And she said, I'm going to go home and whoop Rango. I said, girl, you don't whoop the dog. I'm feeding him. Ain't nothing going to be at my house. Don't do what I tell her to do. And she used to whoop Rango, our dog. But I tell you one thing, you go to her house, and she didn't have to tell Rango but one time. Sit down. Go back in the other room. Guess what he did? He did what she told him to do. Because, see, if he didn't, she had a power. She'll put something on him. See. Now, if she did that to a dog, that's all I'm going to say. Well, we're going to leave that alone. I ain't brought that up. You did. We're talking about the dog. Amen. And maybe she got rid of 8 husbands because she couldn't deal with none of them. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know. All right, brethren, we out of time. We appreciate you. Hey, next week we got to move, okay? Don't I say that all the time? Huh? We're gonna get through it. Next week we're gonna try to get through the whole chapter, okay? All right. Hey, use your iPhones. I'm serious, you know, that's a blessing.